From the heart of forgotten America and back home in the dead center of it all, Michigan, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Friday, July 19, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know to start your day. Number three, the argument over how much money in addition to the $12 billion already paid out to cover medical needs of 9/11 first responders has become an emotional political football. Of course, that should be no surprise. Number two, President Trump backs away from the chant at the North Carolina rally where his supporters yelled, "Send her back," referring to Congressman Ilhan Omar. The president says he didn't like it. But that's not enough for his critics, of course. And number one, the United States takes down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz and evens the score for the Iranians shooting down an American drone. How close are we to full war? I think we're pretty close. And I believe that it could be coming. Now, let me take you back to a story I shared with you here on the program a week or two ago. But we had reliable information that back on the 27th of June, former Secretary of Defense James Mattis, the Mad Dog, traveled to the San Diego area to meet with Navy SEALs, among others. In fact, people giving me information from inside that room said there were people in attendance there, SEALs that were still on call that hadn't been in active duty for 20 years, but were still on call, still qualified, and still in good shape. And that James Mattis and the former Undersecretary of the Navy both said to these men assembled there that a full-blown war with Iran was coming within 6 months. That was about a month ago. And you see the continued escalation. But look at what's happening with Iran, because I want you to take note of this. As you look at what they're doing and listening to some of the experts in the military that I've been able to glean information from over the past few weeks, it appears that Iran is fairly reckless, not disciplined in what they're doing, going after the oil tankers and then being caught, trying to take over a British warship and being turned away, trying to take on the U.S. military, shooting down a drone, but getting no other response until a drone shot down by the United States over the Straits of Hormuz now. These intense measures, these sanctions being issued by the United States and its allies against the Iranians is creating great havoc for that nation, great hardship for that nation. They're struggling badly. They're struggling badly just to survive economically. I mean, they are in a stranglehold. The president has put them in a stranglehold, and it's only gotten tighter. So the Iranians threatening to have nuclear weapons, yeah, good luck with that. Threatening to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal unless somebody gives them a break. Nobody's going to give you a break. They're in a chokehold, if you will. They are in a chokehold, and President Trump is applying more pressure. Now, he surprised many when the announcement came, but I want you to hear, if you did not, the president, very sober, somber, serious presidential comments about the shooting down of this drone. It's bite number one with the president. Go.
Before I begin, I want to apprise everyone of an incident in the Strait of Hormuz today involving USS Boxer and Navy amphibious assault ship. The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed. This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters. The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
By the way, a couple of notes about that. First of all, you would assume the drone was shot down. It was not. The United States Navy used high-tech equipment. They jammed the drone, if you will, electronically, and it destroyed itself. Yeah, the drone destroyed itself because it was jammed electronically through some high-tech equipment. Basically, the antennas, they zapped it. Didn't have to fire a missile at it. They zapped the thing, and it exploded. The USS Boxer, by the way, also carrying 2,000 United States Marines. So if you want to get in a firefight with a Boxer, it's a really poor idea. But I would say this. The United States is not interested in another war. When I say that, I mean the citizens of this country are not interested in another protracted war in the Middle East. And if Donald Trump were to get entangled in a war in the Middle East, it would be very detrimental to his reelection prospects, I believe. I believe that there are so many people that are against being involved in another war because we have Iraq and Afghanistan. Allegedly, we're done in Iraq, but you know better than that. We're still in and out of there. Afghanistan goes on forever. And a protracted war, a shooting war with Iran, would not be embraced unless the Iranians were to attack an American vessel or an American base, creating American loss of life and probably more than one or two lives. If the Iranians were to attack and inflict casualties on American soldiers or American sailors, then I think the public would be okay with a retaliatory move by the United States. But it would be best if the United States went in and pounded the Iranians into oblivion in their missile batteries, in their tech centers, in their command centers, and then left. If Donald Trump gets into a protracted war where we have troops on the ground and so forth, no, I don't believe that works for him politically because I don't think it works for most Americans anymore. We have war fatigue. But I also think the president did, you know, the right thing, having that drone taken out. Of course, that was a commander issue, I'm going to guess. They have their rules of engagement. They followed them. They exercised their rules of engagement quite precisely and quite effectively. The question is, where do we go from here? And this is a question I will pose to you, and I'd like to hear from you. Go to stevegruber.com, send me an email. Under what terms and what conditions would you approve or agree with a war with the Islamic Republic of Iran? You know, shooting drones down back and forth, we can do that all day, I suppose. But a full-blown shooting war, what would it take for you to support that? Go to stevegruber.com. You can also check in on Facebook, shoot me a tweet on Twitter, and do whatever it is you do on Instagram. You can let us know your thoughts. I greatly appreciate your input on this one. But across the board, I think that there is not an appetite at all to go to war with Iran. All right, so when we come back, the president distances himself from the chance at the rally in North Carolina that we just came home from. What does that mean? We'll talk about it straight ahead. It's Friday on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.